When I pushed past the curtain and stepped through those shelves, everything changed. It started with the crinkle of thick plastic beneath the red bottoms of my date night Louboutins. The sound was a melody that never got old. The plastic sheeting hung from the walls like tapestries and stretched across the floor, encapsulating the small space in a shiny chrysalis, one designed to trap blood and keep things tidy. Taking time to hang the plastic sheeting may seem like overkill, but this attention to detail made me great at my job. If you're going to kill bad men and get away with it, you have to be great. Because being merely good leads to, well, nowhere good. I'd had my fill of nowhere good, thank you very much. I closed my eyes and inhaled. The familiar feeling of peace began in my lungs, my stomach, my chest, and radiated outward until it ran through my veins, settling on my skin like sweat. I exhaled, slow and controlled. This piece, it might have been my favorite part. Slipping on a pair of nitrile gloves felt like a ceremony, the simple action conjuring images of my later ritual. I pulled on the heavy apron over my dress, then stepped out of my heels and into my rubber boots. The squeak of the boots against the plastic was satisfying, but it wasn't a song. Not like the Louboutins. Sometimes sacrifices had to be made, because no way would I risk ruining my favorite heels. That would be crazy. And I was not crazy. I snapped the gloves for effect and whistled as I waltzed to the table where Gerald was splayed out. I pulled back one of his eyelids and peered inside. Smoke. His eyes were hazy with it, curling and clouding as if I were peering through the window of a burning house. I liked to think the smoke was a reflection of a monster's soul, dark and dirty and toxic. I let go of Gerald's lid, and he blinked as if he might fall back asleep. No, you don't, I mumbled and tapped his cheek. Getting the Bosefan dosing perfect for knocking out bad men had been a work of trial and error, but I'd gotten good at it. One pill would knock out an average-sized person for about 4 hours. Gerald had gotten 3.5 dissolved into his mimosa at brunch and spent the rest of his day tied and gagged and none the wiser. It was a shame Bosefan was being pulled. The drug was truly glorious. And the poetic justice of using a pill that caused erections to bring vengeance on the kind of men who believed their dicks granted them authority to harm and abuse? Well, it was top-notch. And, okay, hilarious.